We're here to answer the question you're all asking, what do I watch this weekend? It's time for Streaming with Steven.
Now streaming.
Okay, what's going on?
What's trending?
Streaming with Steven.
Streaming with Steven. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Jazz. Oh, my God. So many options to watch this weekend.
So many options. Well, you know what? You got some good choices. I've got the list here. Let's start with the Shotgun Wedding. Tell me more about this.
Yes. No, Shotgun Wedding is not the name of another cop movie or drama. This one's on Amazon Prime, and it's out today. And, you know, Jazz, do you like Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, I don't mind her movies. You know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Do you like rom-coms?
Well, I've sat through some rom-coms. I don't always enjoy them. But once in a while, yeah, I don't mind them.
Well, you know what? Jennifer Lopez and rom-coms, they've been going hand in hand for the past few years. And this one's another one. And she stars alongside Josh Duhamel from Transformers. And they play this couple who gather their friends and family for an ultimate wedding, destination wedding, where they plan to tie the knot. But as the wedding gets closer, they start to wonder if they really are meant to spend the rest of their lives together. So, Jazz, you're married. I'm sure you know what it's like.
You know what? This is going to be a hit. I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be a hit because it's kind of like that conversation you and I had before. And I think we had it with our Friday rap crew as well. Why are Hallmark movies so popular, you know, around Christmas time and all that we're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Same formula, right?
So similar formula, except this one has guns. So the wedding party is taken hostage by criminals and the couple must work together to free everyone. So here's a little snippet of the trailer here.
There were pirates, and they took everybody hostage.
Where is the father of the bride?
Robert, they're calling you.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
Here's the plan. We're going to head to the next island for help.
On my count, 10, 9.
Why are you counting from 10? What is this, a rocket launch?
Okay, fine, on 4.
This weekend hasn't exactly gone to plan.
Pirates chasing you wasn't on your vision board.
You're the only thing on my vision board.
Is that blood?
And that's how they know how they fall in love.
It's a hit. I'm going to call it right now because, like I said, it's easy to watch, bubblegum for the brain, and after a hard week, busy week, people are going to go, you know what? I just need something simple, something fun. It's a rom-com. It's going to be great. Calling it now.
Exactly. And now let's move on to Netflix, Jazz, before password sharing officially ends and we all go into doomsday. The next one here, speaking of things that hit, this is a favorite show of yours. It's called Fauda. It's an Israeli series developed by Lior Raz and Avi Issacharoff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now this one is a cop or army related drama series. So it's draws on the experiences of the creators of the show during their time in the Israeli Defense Forces. I don't have a trailer here because it's in a foreign language, but it basically tells the story of Doron, who is the protagonist of the series. And he basically is, he kind of retires, but he has to go back into the force to help take down this criminal. And it just leads to a whole mess of things that follow up.
Yeah, you know, what I liked about it, and maybe it's just my old days as a reporter, because I've traveled through the Middle East and covered a lot of it. Not that specifically, and I've been to Israel, but it's the whole Israel-Palestinian challenge, but it's also a story about him as a police officer and the complexity of the cases that they have to cover, the stories there, and the individuals that are there. So it's one of those local productions that mm-hmm. sells well and has done well globally. And as you said, it's in its fourth season. It's won, I think, 11 Israeli TV Academy Awards. So it's done very well. And if you're looking for something that's a bit more, not North American, international in perspective, but localized in regards to the Middle Eastern politics, it still is, like you said, sort of a cop espionage kind of a drama.
Right.
It's worth watching. I really would. What I like about shows like this is they take you to a different part of the world. You get to see a different perspective, different types of storylines sometimes. So I'd recommend it. And it's your segment, but I would recommend it. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, who doesn't love a high stakes show, right? But then speaking of high stakes, Jazz, let's go on to a movie on Netflix as well that's out today. Mm-hmm. So this movie is called You People, and it stars Jonah Hill, Lauren London, and of course, Eddie Murphy. So Jonah Hill and Lauren London play a new couple who are ready for marriage, but first they must fight for the approval of each other's parents, which we've heard this before, Jazz. We know what this is like. And throughout the movie, they encounter differences in generational values, morals, and a clash of cultures. So here's a trailer for that, and which I'm sure is kind of relatable to everyone who is about to get married or already married like yourself, Jazz.
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Do you plan to talk to her family?
Yeah, I just haven't had the chance to meet them. What's going on? Tell me about life. How are you?
This is your white granddaddy come back to haunt me.
What? Now this is my fault?
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You can try.
What's the difference between me and you? We've built a pretty awesome life together. We just need to protect it. What's the difference
between me and you? Oh, so you're all Muslim. I love it.
Well, this kufi that I'm wearing was actually a gift from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Mm. Are you familiar with the minister's work?
Well, I'm familiar with what he said about this.
You know what, let's have dinner.
<That's> I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they're all comedic talents. I mean, Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, once again, a great hit. It's going to be fun to watch. And like I said, they have such a track record as comedic talents. And it's got the right mix of, you know, meeting your future in-laws. Lots of material to mine there. We don't have a lot of time. Let's go cover the last one as well, because this is, of course, a BC resident.
Yes, of course. So this one's a documentary on Pamela Anderson, and she's got her share of the story of everything that's happened in her life. So this one's not out yet, but it's going to be out on Tuesday on the 31st at Netflix. So it's an accurate depiction of her life, and here's a little sneak peek of that.
I want to take control of the narrative for the first time. I didn't feel like I had a lot of respect.
Did you want to be a serious actress?
I am a serious actress.
I had to make a career out of the pieces left, but I'm not the damsel in distress. I put myself in crazy situations. And survived them.
And I was listening to Howard Stern the other day. She was on there, Pamela Anderson. She's got a book out as well. So this documentary coincides with that book, right?
That's right, Jazz. And the cool thing about this is that it's filled with home footage and journals that Pamela Anderson provided herself. So that way it really gets people to look into her life and the real her.
And that releases on January 31st on Netflix.
This Tuesday, that's correct.
Pamela, a love story. Well, there you go. Steven, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jazz. I'm going to put on my red leotard now and swim into the water.
There you go. Brilliant. You're the David Hasselhoff of this show. Thank you so much. That's Stephen Chang with his segment Streaming with Stephen.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.